On January 9th, six people in Napoleon, Michigan, 15 miles away from Mud Lake, watched two strange lights circle each other and change shapes, including a projection of what were described as wings like an eagle or a hawk. Media and police in Huntington, Indiana checked, but none of the local airport radars had picked up anything unusual, and no other radar reports of unidentified aerial objects have surfaced from Michigan or Pennsylvania at a time when the American Homeland Security Department raised the terrorist attack alert to orange throughout the Christmas and the New Year's holidays. What is flying around in the skies of Illinois, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, and Indiana, and all that area, undetected except for a few eyewitnesses? It's also worth noting that Napoleon, Michigan, has a huge limestone quarry that has long been linked to the appearance of mysterious lights, reminding me of places like England and the Isle of Rügen off of Germany and Missouri, where there's lots of limestone. There have been strange lights. Well, Napoleon is another one of those places. Now, in Napoleon, on January 9th, which is only a week ago, at 7:30 p.m., Mark Payne was leaving the store where he works, and as he was driving home, a huge white light in the sky caught his attention. Mark thought that the light was hovering and pulled his car over to get a better look and to listen for some sound. He couldn't hear any sound, and he could not understand what the light was. He continued on to his home, and the light seemed to follow him, ending up over a field across the street. Soon, a second light appeared, and these two objects began circling each other and changing shapes to the astonishment of Mark, his father, his mother, his 10-year-old daughter, and two neighbors all came out to look at this. And you can see Mark's drawings of what he saw at my website right now as you listen to him describe what it was that they were looking at. Go to earthfiles.com, and at the top of the headlines page, click on that hot link to this report about strange aerial objects over Napoleon, Michigan. And here now is Mark Payne to describe what he and his family and friends watched for an entire hour between 8 and 9 p.m. on January 9th this year.
Okay, way too close to Mud Lake.
When I first seen it, all I could see was the white light on top. But then when I got to my house, it would you could see like these lights coming out of the bottom, like red, blue, greens. But then when it took like a form of a rod, it was just like pure white, and that's all you could see. But then another thing, when they looked like they were going together, these two things come together, it looked like, I don't want to say it, like a top of a rainbow, like an arch, but it looked like these wings were coming out of the back of it, and they would change into a, like a silverish green when it did that, and it did that like twice. It changed from this like rod looking thing into this thing with it looked like wings, and my dad kept on commenting on that, and he's like, man, what do you think that is, you know? It just sit there for like a whole hour, and it would like kind of move away, but then it would come back, you know.
Did the two light objects, these triangles, did they ever come together to form one bar?
Yes.
How many times did they do that?
They did that twice.
Okay, so twice the triangular objects that were separate came together and formed one long bar. Could you describe more the wings that appeared on these two objects?
The wings, they looked like an eagle's wings or something. They went straight out, but then they come down, like, say, to like a 180-degree slant on the ends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would slant, downward, but I don't know what that was either. I mean, it was my dad. I kept on asking what that was, and he didn't know what that was.
And were the wings any specific color?
Yeah, they were, when it did that, it turned like, the whole thing would like turn out like a silverish green. It did that twice because I remember that. I'm like, man, that thing is like it's turning green now. I don't know if it was like, but it was just it would always turn like that greenish color every time it appeared to have the wings.
What would be happening between these two lights what would you see change that these wings would appear?
It just seemed like when they kind of went together and they would actually, it seemed like one light would go around the other one, but they would like almost go together, and that's when I seen, and that's when it would change.
Into like, the wings?
Yeah.
And
but it would only hold that for like a few seconds, and then it would go back to the bright light. Because the two times that it changed like that, it held that wing shape for like just a few seconds, but then it would go back to the bright light.
Mm-hmm.
But then it would like it seemed like it would move away and turn like a bluish color, but mm-hmm. then when it would come back, and then you'd just see that bright light up there.
Mm-hmm. And when it changed into the bar, did it change into the bar before you saw the wings or after saw?
Yeah, before. Both times it did that. At first it was like a long rod, like a white rod, and then it would turn into, then it would look, take the shape of, like my dad said, like a top of a rainbow with an arch, but then you'd see these wings coming out of the back of it, like they would be pointing like straight out, but then the tips of them would be pointing straight down on each side.
So if I've got the pattern of change correctly, you would see a brilliant white light
right.
that would then turn into a bluish color
right.
That would then turn into a long white bar
right.
that would then turn into a greenish-silver color extending these hawk-like wings for a few seconds.
Right.
And then return back to a bright white light.
Right.
And that both objects did this.
Yep. I've only seen like a few things that I really couldn't explain, but this thing the other night was something I don't know, I just kind of like a life-changing experience, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You see something like that, it kind of scares you.